Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life, the morning show. It is Tuesday morning, about 7:12 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. You know why it is? Because I'm talking to you. Yes, it is. Alright, so today's topic is going to be, it's kind of mixed, but it's 13 reasons why to live. Okay? And so this is kind of targeted at people who may be suffering from depression or having certain thoughts, things like that. So why should you live is the question. Let's just hop right into it. First, I want to say suicide is not the answer. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It's the third leading cause of death for 15 to 24 year olds. And there's at least 25 suicide attempts for every one completed when talking about teens. And nearly 60% of suicides are from guns. And so why should you live? Why life? Why do I want every person listening to live? Well, let's go off with number one. Life is an invitation to learn, a school. We can learn something from every moment, good or bad. Yes, we can. Number two, life is not static. It is constant movement, like waves. It can bring new experience. Each one's different, so it can be good or bad. And just like waves, sometimes we just keep getting hit with the bad. But we have to remember that eventually the waves are going to be good. So we have to wait for that. Number three is life is a gift. But first, don't forget to follow Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Twitter, also, if you want. And just, I post every day on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I'm really trying to get the YouTube subscribers rolling so that I can start doing the podcast also on YouTube. It's a little bit harder. I post YouTube once a week. Back into it. Number three, life is a gift. Some beings, children, depart too soon and don't have the fortune to know life. Those who have it should enjoy it. Well, life is a gift. Life is also like winning the lottery. You're more likely to win the lottery 10 times than to actually have a life. So it's like 400 billion to one against you being born. So the fact that you have a life is a true gift. Number four, life is not only your own, it also belongs to those who surround us. We should take care of ourselves because we are important to others, even when sometimes we are not aware of that. So, your family, your friends, people are going to miss you. People are going to know that you're gone. And you don't think about those when you're in the depression stage. And so, you just think, oh, no one's going to miss me. There are people out there that care about you and support you. You just are ignoring them or don't see them. There's even strangers that care about you. I sure as hell care about everyone listening to this. You know? So if you right now think literally no one cares, then run your ass over to Instagram and DM me, The Schizophrenia Life, and I guarantee I will stop whatever I'm doing. I don't care if I'm at work. I will drop my work and talk to you. Number five. Each new day is a new experience. If we don't live it, we don't know what we're missing. I love that one, actually. Each new day is a new experience. If you read a lot of older text that's like 2,000 years old, there's so much amazing writing during Plato and everything, and Seneca and all those guys, that one of the, if you think about life as, like, you wake up, you live a full life, and then you go to sleep. Then the next day you wake up, you live another full life. And so they said to look at time as every day is an entire life. And so you wake up, you live an entire life, you go to bed, you wake up, you live an entire life, you go to bed. And they're not, they're talking about how you perceive time. And so if you perceive time as like they're talking about like the circle of life, right? I mean, we're all gonna be born and we're all gonna die, but in between we live all these mini lives, which is every single day. And so you're supposed to do as much as you would in a lifetime in that one day. And basically, it's trying to get you to realize how precious time is. Number six. We are the designers of our life. It is our challenge to find beauty when just the opposite happens. It is possible and also brings rewards. Well, this is kind of like the freedom of choice. You choose what life you live. You choose what you do in life. You know, you're choosing to stay working at a job you hate. You're choosing to be in a bad relationship. And I know these those couple statements can be pulled in a different direction, like, oh, but I can't. Because of this or that, everyone has excuses. So you can't really rely on them, you know? There's always a way out. There's always a way to fix what's wrong and make your life better. Always. It may be really hard to see it sometimes, but I guarantee there's a way. Moving on, number seven. We all live through experience that leaves scars. However, there's always someone to give us a hand during those difficult times. The important thing is to accept that help. This is a lesson in and of itself. So, most scars are underneath, you know, and I've been watching Criminal Minds lately, in my free time, and, you know, that show is all about bad stuff happening to good people, mainly, and, everything leaves scars, and just because someone looks fine on the outside doesn't mean they're fine on the inside. Most people that decide to end their life in the coming days up to it, they may look normal on the outside, but then they will do certain things that give it away, and if no one sees it, then it might be too late. You know, they may not catch it. But if you are the person who's thinking about ending your life, then just let someone know. Ask someone to help you. I guarantee someone will. Number eight, make an effort and at dealing with problems makes us aware of how strong we really are. I mean, obviously the only reason anyone would consider taking their life would be is if they had problems that they didn't think they could solve. But every problem is solvable. I guarantee whatever you're going through, it's right there in front of you. And just because you can't see the answer because you're in it means you need to ask someone on the outside how to get around it. Like me, message me, ask me. I guarantee I will use my amazing common sense ability and tell you how to get out of it. A path. I will open up the path for you. Number nine, to live is to discover something about ourselves of which we are not aware. You should learn something new every day, especially about self-awareness. You should know your strengths, you should know your weaknesses, you shouldn't let what other people say bother you. And you should strive to learn as much as you can every day because it literally just changes you on such a huge scale. Just the pursuit of knowledge will change you in into a better person, really. Number 10. To live is to look at ourselves in the mirror and discover a message of love in our own eyes. I can't say I agree with number 10. One, because I just don't like looking at myself in the mirror. I hate it. I have a face for radio. That's what they tell me. Number 11. To live is to allow ourselves to fall in love with someone, with something, or with life itself. You gotta love life. If you don't love life, then you ain't doing it right. You need a teacher in life because, man, I'm so grateful for my life right now. Like, I was laying in bed last night and I couldn't sleep, and I was going over just how much in my life I'm grateful for right now. I mean, compared to last year, 2017 to 2018 was the biggest shift in my life, and it's just I have so many things to be grateful for in my life, and I have to remind myself daily, so I make sure to appreciate all of them. I mean, gratitude will go a long way in helping you enjoy life. Being grateful for what you have. I mean, there's people, walking 7 miles to get drinking water that's dirty as shit, and I can walk to my sink and get a glass of water. It's amazing. And I don't want to have regret at the end of my life, go talk to older people sitting there and just regretting life. I was thinking the other day, what if I went blind this week, just had an accident and was blind. And I was thinking of how hard it would be to live without being able to see. I know there's people out there that are blind and they do perfectly fine, but just to me, because of how important it is to see, like everything I do requires my sight. Like, if I lost that, it would be such a hard hit that I don't know what I would do with myself. And so I'm so grateful to just to be able to see, you know? What number were we on? Number 12. If death gives meaning to life, then consider it, but in order to learn to live better. We all have a expiration date. So we're born and we have an expiration date. We don't know when that is, and some people may consider making that expiration date known to them and earlier. But those two dates don't matter. You have one date dash another date. That dash in the middle is the only thing important. How you lived your life, the journey of life, that's the important part. You know, when you die and they're standing at your funeral, they're not gonna talk about the day. They're not gonna say the day you died. I mean, it's gonna be there. They're not gonna talk about when you were born. They're gonna talk about how you lived your life, the journey in the middle. That's what they're gonna talk about and remember. Number 13, death is waiting for us all. Anyway, why call it before our time? You know, that's. I don't know why I pictured it, but that's. That reminds me of a discussion I had on faith one time. You know, there's a difference between faith and blind faith. You know, blind faith is walking out, stepping in front of a bus, and then saying, "If you want me to live, you'll save me." And then you get run over by the bus. You know, faith is obviously. I mean, first you would have common sense. Hey, if I step in front of a bus, I'm probably gonna get hit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know why that brought that into my head. But, just going back, I mean, that was only. Oh, and then real quick, sometimes depression does not let us see how beautiful life is. So, those of you that consider ending your life, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. So those were the 13 reasons why to live. These reasons come to you from Psychology Today, basically like a newspaper for psychology. And I love reading a lot of their articles. All of them are written by actual doctors. So you get a lot of good advice, a lot of different advice than, you know, just those Joes on the street peddling their stuff. Anyway, Tuesday morning, beautiful morning. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope you guys just get out there and enjoy life. I mean, really do. You have so much to be grateful for. I I always remember this every single day. I was talking with someone one time and he told me, he said, if you have food to eat, a place to stay, and you're able to walk around, then you're doing pretty good and you should be grateful. And so I literally, that goes through my head every single day, and I truly am grateful. And you know, with all the crap that's happened to me in my life, you know, the it was rough. So I've if this podcast was meaning for you, and you may be thinking about calling that number at the end, let me tell you honestly, like, I've been where you are multiple times, and I've always managed to pull through, and you really need to talk to someone. Like, that's the only thing, the only reason why I'm still here is because people supported me when I was down. But in the end, it took me deciding to change my life to live a happy life, live in a beautiful state, like Tony Robbins says, like loving yourself and changing. Demand of yourself that you change, and you know, embracing appreciation, love, and gratitude. I mean, you can change, you have the complete control and power in your life. You have the ability to change, but sometimes we need a little help. And so, contact a friend, a loved one, or me on Facebook or Instagram. Just DM me and I'll get back with you. So, love you guys. Hope you have an amazing morning. And let's just get out there and just make Tuesday the best day ever. And I'm going to say the same thing about Wednesday. Love you guys. Have a great day.